It is actually a young in Nigeria, like Shango, Ogo, Obasala, and the rest. They chant songs to bring the pastor kind of spirit down to the meeting. Are you together? So we sing, like, we can actually say for God. Hallelujah. So I want to understand that. So, chant, follow what's on the song. I can't sing. Are you together? I can't mention what's on the song. You know, church, songs like a routine that we do once we're strong. As you sing, something is happening in the tree. As you sing, I'll be speaking to you. As you sing, something will be happening in your heart. Are you with me? So just press this song, please.
And God is doing something new in our day. And God is working silently in our time. And God is changing, God is renewing, God is receiving, God is pouring, God is changing, God is working, God is reconstructing everything. And it won't stop until I look just like Him. And it won't stop saying,
it won't stop until I look just like Him.
Oh, one more time, it won't stop saying,
it won't stop until I look just like Him.
Sing one more time, it won't stop, yeah.
It won't stop until I look just like Him.
And God is building something fresh in our time. And God is renewing His covenant in our day. And it won't stop saying,
oh, till I lose just like
it. Saying it won't stop, yeah.
It won't stop, oh, till I lose just like
it. Oh, my time it won't stop saying,
it won't stop, oh, till I lose. Like
oh, one more time, it won't stop, yeah.
It won't stop until I lose just like
it. Am I not sure? I might not know it. I may not feel it. I may not see it. I may not describe it. Words may fail me to tell what it is. It keeps on falling. It keeps on building. It keeps on raising. It keeps believing. It keeps on trusting. When He's over, when He's over, when He's over, when He's over, suddenly,
suddenly, I'll lose just like it.
Sing suddenly,
suddenly, I'll lose just like it.
Oh, sing suddenly,
suddenly, I'll lose just like it.
Oh, sing suddenly,
suddenly.
Until I look just like you sing. Please don't stop, Lord.
Please don't stop until I look just like you.
Oh, please don't stop, Lord.
Please don't stop until I look just like you.
How is our prayer this morning? We are talking to your God that all you learn this meeting, everything you are going to learn from each day, as different speakers will be ministering to us, oh God, will take us deeper in the journey of becoming like you, in the journey of conformity to your image. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the apostolic travail of this Easter weekend will birth and form Christ in us in increasing measure. Christ formed in us in expanding measure. Christ formed in us as we journey from strength to strength, to glory to glory, as we receive grace for grace by your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, will exalt you. Father, will exalt you. Father, will exalt you. We declare the entrance of your word brings light, O God, and understanding to us, O God, by your mercy. Our ears are open to hear in the Spirit. Our eyes are open to see, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Let's have a seat. Open your Bibles to Hebrews 3, like I said. I'm going to be sharing with us very briefly what I call a tale of true priesthood. What do I call it? Talk to me. Talk to me now. Are we fasting? You are fasting, be strong. So I want to share all that I call a tale of true priesthood as we look at partakers of the heavenly calling. That's the thing. But I'm talking on the tale of true priesthood. So let me lay some foundation which I've done before in church before now, but let me just go through those things again very briefly. It says in verse 1, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, in this scripture, like I tried to share with them about 2 weeks ago, we started looking at things that were people in church. The first thing said there is the word holy brethren. You know, when he said therefore, is a continuation of chapter 1. Are we together? Now, if you have studied the book of Hebrews, scholars and many people call it a book of better things. What do I call it? In other words, you see a lot of things like it's better than angels, chapter 1, that's Jesus. Are we together? You see things like that in chapter 2, it's better than Moses. Hallelujah. So you start seeing things like that about how Jesus is better, how he's better, how he's greater. Hallelujah. How he excels, you know, among all of God's creation. How God is speaking to us in this last day through his son, not just through prophet. He is the prophet. Are we together? So you see that in the book of Hebrews very clearly. And one of the major things in the book of Hebrews is the theme about this high priesthood according to the order of Melchizedek. You will see that the priesthood of Jesus, not according to Aaron, are you with me? But according to Melchizedek, is stressed in the book of Hebrews. But there are some allusions to Aaron, but relating more to one of the sons of Aaron, not the other part of the song. Aaron had 4 sons, 2 died, and 2 remained. Are we together? So we see some allusion about the Melchizedek priesthood to one of the sons of Aaron. So we get there with time. So you see that. So in the context of here, from chapter 1, from chapter 2, this is the series, from chapter 3, chapter 2, it was talking about death, and how he defeated death, as it were. Hallelujah. And how we see man Jesus, you know, Psalm 8 was quoted, you know, being the one that came to the stature of what God created man for. That is, in other words, man walking as God wants man to walk on earth. That is to say that Jesus is the example or specimen for what man should look like. That Adam fell for what man should look like. So Jesus came and became the standard. So he's the pattern form. You know, like in engineering, you know, we have what we call, how do you get the word? That guy works for, when we produce a model. That's not the word, a model. For example, now, if you have a cassava grating machine, you have a model. And then you now duplicate, there's a mass duplication after that model. Are we together? So, that is what they will sell you. There's a model that is a standard. And of course, below that standard of that model is not according to the standard that's supposed to be produced. You get my point? So that's what we have like that. Okay, for example, now, even in pharmacy, my wife told me that there's what they call reference standard. What do I call it? Now, for paracetamol, the real name of paracetamol, go to Jesus. Paracetamol, the same thing, go to Jesus. This is ingredients. They know the name in their, she's not here, so I don't know what to call the name, but but it's not a particular name. So, there are ingredients that are in that drug that may be to function as Panadol paracetamol. I get my point. So, for example, now they have paracetamol in drug, they call it Dugamol. Dugamol, that's what they call it. But it's the content in the Panadol of the other people that produce Panadol. So, almost every company that is a pharmaceutical company, they are all producing paracetamol. Are we together? But there are ingredients in it that make it a reference standard. Are we together? So, Jesus is a reference standard of what man should look like. Is that clear to us? Is that clear to us? So, Abraham is not. Go to Jesus. Abraham is not. All the fathers of faith were not. Abraham was pointing to the seed, which is Christ himself. And as I said, I wrote on Facebook, it's not to say that we should not learn from men. No. But I'm wrote on Facebook that the basic example that we are meant to follow is Jesus Christ. Are you seeing this morning? And it's very, very important because some people don't really see that. So in other words, I'm saying that I'm not the example. I get my point. I have disciples that I disciple. I have an example. We can be a pattern after his likeness. Yeah. So people will say we are shown as a pattern. But Paul is still pointing us to him. So Paul will say, follow me as I follow after Christ. Are we together? So great men in ages that have lived, like of the apostles, Peter, like of John, the beloved, glory to Jesus. All those great men, they are not the example. Ultimate example. Are we together? They also follow the example. Christ is the example. Are we together? And that's why we need to pay attention more to the see teachings that are saying that we are to follow the epistle of Paul. It's not only erroneous, it should change you from the ultimate of God. Because they are shifting you away from Christ. And Paul is not Christ. Are you with me? Are you with me? It's not true. And that's why you have to be very, very careful what you listen to. Is there a great message? Yes. And I believe in grace. But grace that cannot empower you to overcome sin. I don't believe in that. If you have true grace, you just realize that the addiction is broken. You know, I don't know about Baba Didi, Pastor Chris Evans. He was sharing the meeting. So he was saying that there was an addiction that he had. He has done everything. He was all just living. So one day, he was even under the like dining table or so. He was meditating in the world. So when he got to, if any man being in Christ is a new creature, that just opened, bam, that desire disappeared. That is grace. Yeah. It appears to all men, so I have the ability to rise above of godliness. Yeah. So grace that empowers to live in godliness, also again, sorry, go to Jesus, is essential. Yeah. Any grace that makes you live in immorality, and you are okay, yeah, you know, I'm the angel of Christ, Christ Jesus, and you are having immorality, you are not, you are deceiving yourself. Deceive yourself. So grace that cannot make you have an expression work with God when you live righteous before God is not genuine grace. Do you get my point? See, what will be marked that what one thing then that the devil cannot duplicate is holiness. Is what? He cannot duplicate it. Miracles, he can duplicate. Hello? He cannot raise the dead. Cannot raise resurrection life. He cannot raise the dead. The power of, he cannot raise the dead. That's the truth. But can duplicate almost every other kind of miracle. Are you with me? So, you should cherish the word holy. It's important. It's part of the core of the DNA of a child of God. Hallelujah. And when you understand what it means to be holy and the power of a holy life, my dear, you will see why devil is attacking that word. I don't take it out. Because see, immorality is not until you are sleeping with a woman. In the Testament, Jesus said, when you look at a woman lawfully, what does that mean? When you undress her in your heart, go to Jesus, you did everything inside you. I don't take it out. You have what? You have seen already. Someone sent me a video, I put on a WhatsApp group of recent. Now, in that video, there was a man of God from Uganda, and this man of God said, yeah, and the character with God, it was time for God, that account with God. And the character, God started speaking to him. And what God told him is that you are immoral. I was shocked. Okay. My wife, one wife, go to Jesus. I'm not immoral. Then God tried to cause pictures to pass before him. When he was in the taxi, and a lady sitting beside him and is lost after the woman. Different points where he was lost after woman. When he was undressing them in his heart, start to pass before him. And God said, you are immoral. Are we together? So, this is a state of being, not just an action. You can be a liar by who you are. Are you with me? Not only telling the lie is an action that validates who you are. You don't get my point. Go to Jesus. You know, I used to play football. I used to play number 7. And my nickname was Napoleon D. That was an Italian player in 1982. So call me Napoli. Go to Jesus. You don't have to play football. I used to play for Akwe Stars in the battle. Was a club. I played number 7. Go to Jesus. Okay. For some reason, that's a revelation. So I was called Napodi. Go to Jesus. Tell somebody Napodi. Okay. You know, I was called Napodi by God's grace in those times. Now listen. There's a way you are trained, and then you become wired in a particular way. If you're not a coach, you can't dribble like a coach. Even when you practice. Are we together? So there is a natural gift in talent in the coach that means you dribble with dribbles. Do you understand? Hey, the other guy was playing in Turkey. Can you imagine? He dribbled from the middle, got to the post, dribbled the keeper, and came back. The coach is like, ha ha ha. He just wants to score. I mean, he's just a coach. And then he lost the ball later. He started laughing. You know, that's because Okocha being one of the African best players for a long time. Japan was never one. So that is on serious level. And we can call that a measure of holiness. Hello. That careless attitude to his profession. You don't get my point. He can't say anymore. Okay, let's do that for another time. And Samuel Eto'o was just getting it. But when you really look at it, there were schools where they study Okocha's style. The way he plays. Football where they study what Okocha does. Not Samuel Eto'o. But Eto'o is a disciplined player. And holiness comes that makes a disciplined believer. So your way of discipline as a believer can cost you a lot of things. You don't get my point. There are murders in God that cannot attain to when you are holy. Hallelujah. So that's what the devil is trying to cheat us with. Hallelujah. When he shifts our focus. Now, I think that I'm trying to say that our pattern is who? Is who? Now, we see Christ in men. Do you get that? So when you follow men, what are we following? Dimensions, blueprints, patterns, examples of Christ's life flowing through them. Are we together? So, as a child of God, you don't count with a man of God and say, Mio, I belong to Kumoyi. Mio, I belong to Adeboye. You know, I'm Mr. Nijan. Me, I belong to Tere Bakari. Me, I belong to Mabawa Yedepo. Me, I belong to Bilia Koni. Ha-ha. Why are you a choosy eater in God's house? Are we together? God raised men. And they are all examples. I mean, there's a kind of dimension of example in all of them for us. Are we together? You don't look up for yourself, don't try to limit yourself. You're your own. So for me, I say, Bobila Koni, I eat the food. Nice one. And follow Jesus. Are we together? Babo Yedepo. See, I learned hard work from two people. In Nigeria, who is Babo Yedepo? Go and learn. See, even if you say, Babo Yedepo, the process of Babo Yedepo is different. So you may talk and abuse him, but go and hear those early messages. Hey! The art of working hard. When he said that, if you are sleeping 6 hours, you have slept for 1/3 of your life. And they calculated it, if you are 50 years old, you have slept for 20 years. You are sleeping 6 hours every day. Do you understand? We suffer hard work. That time, you are in school, you are studying, you look where, you are feeling sleepy. You say, I cannot sleep. 1/3. No, I must not sleep. Go to Jesus. I'm serious. The other man is the man in Cameroon. I don't know whether he's still alive. Zakumum. Zakatanifumum. He's dead. He's dead. Wow. Kai, that man is something else. The bed of truth. Those are dangerous rules. That for mom. The man will not write a book until he practices what is in the book. Yeah. I mean, together, he will not write any book until he practices when that is his life. He will not write it. That's a for mom. So that people have taught me how to work in that. And really helped as a believer. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Pastor Bakari, learn so much from the man of God. Adeboye. One story of Adeboye can change your life. What do I say? One story from Adeboye is this. He can do what? You now sit and say, he doesn't do Greek and Hebrew. Let me go to see. I love Jesus. He got give you one ninja. That was Adeboye. You are made. You are what? I tell this story almost every time. When we started the ministry work, you know, trying to get a space, I just resigned from lecturing, trying to get a space for us to have regular service outside of our house, because I do service in my sitting room. You know, me, I started cooking in 2010, doing service in your sitting room. In fact, glory to Jesus. So, I like God. So, I get to a place, I want to get a place for rent, they will tell you 70,000. I'm saying, because your business, ministry, you know. Go to Jesus. Say 20,000. I'm 70,000. I don't have 70,000. 1, 2 million. The place is not ugly place. 70,000. So, different places like that. All places, if I can pay, different places. I start praying. Start praying. So, once I was on the 40 days fast. Don't mind me. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. And some people are like, Pastor, Jesus has done all the fast for you. Then, go to see. So it's important in fasting. Often. See, often means consistently, regularly, in a committed way. Yeah, so you want to you and that Paul said that you are following. You fasted life, you leave that one. So that's very careful. So I had this vision. In the vision I saw about the boy. He said, my son, come, let me help your work. And give me money in that vision. And I collected it. I think some weeks after, I don't remember exactly when, but we got a place. I was trying to negotiate for 10,000 naira, but we're given that place for 3 years for free. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. But it's an issue. It's an issue. It was so funny that one of our Easter programs, which is not girl we are good to, I mean the woman, they vacated for us on Easter. Good Friday to Easter Monday. They didn't come to work. Is that not miraculous? So you now open your small mouth. Eh? Instead of you to be wise and receive inheritance. Because you can preach Greek and Hebrew. Eh? The Greek word for power is dunamis. And if Baba doesn't know that, Baba no power. Do you get my point? The lame is walking. How do we get together? The blind is seeing. Hallelujah. Use your mouth. And you now go on Facebook. Like Omar Lee. May not be a pastor in Jesus' name. And you don't know the fathers of faith in Nigeria. I know you shame me. Oh, the cookie. Hello? Who won't die in Jesus' name? I don't think that. So please watch it. No matter your level of knowledge, honor the father. Do what? It's so important. Now open your mouth anyhow. You don't think, Papa, the boy does not share revs. And listen, hear a story. Let the principle enter your heart. Hear some testimony. Take no beer or in a jail. You don't get it. Some testimonies. Food, you lose appetite. Yeah, a kilo day. Oh, why are you me now? Yeah, man. That thing is shown to lie in your Jesus. I don't think about it. I'm serious. Some testimonies. I mentioned about them. Baba Jitomobi was sharing in a meeting. I think you have testimony in Jesus' name. You don't hear some testimonies. You get back home. Just say, just me, no idea. Let me just pray for a few hours. Let me just pray for him. Let me not go to that one again because of time. I'm not able to tell my message. But my point is this. Jesus is the pattern. I want to get that. So it was in context of that, you know, from chapter 1, chapter 2, that chapter 3 is written. That consider means, in the original Greek word, it means to focus on Jesus as the ultimate pattern and example. Are we together? So he said, consider Jesus the high priest, the apostle, and high priest of our confession. That was the first example of our confession. Our faith, as it were. So that's what it actually means. So, the word is only, say, only brethren. That means not talking to everybody. The only ones are the consecrated ones. Are we together? They are a kind of New Testament Nazarites. Are we together? That will say, others may, but I will not. I will live right. And they are scarce in our generation. And so this is on the LD, unbalanced grace message. It's destructive. Hello. It weakens your testimony. It weakens your ability to move in the dimension of God. Yeah. I don't think that. See, David was running from Saul. And he gets in front of Ahimelech. And the man said, we don't have common bread. Yeah, we don't have common bread for all young men. So we don't have common bread. What we have is aloe bread. And he said, okay, your bread can be permitted with you to eat it. I've naked himself from women for 3 days. I don't get the point. That immorality can deny you aloe bread. Yeah. Hello? So there are things around touching God when your life starts unholy. Yeah. I'm not just about immorality. Praise to Jesus. If my mom says I'm justified only to you, my own definition, you run away. Any time you're not in God's will, you're holy. Are you with me? Because sin is to fall short. So when you're not living according to purpose, you're falling short. Hallelujah. Because it's not just about sin. We see sin from what is not good alone. Abi, bad things, evil things. You don't see that Saul did not commit fornication. He didn't commit adultery. But Saul did not obey God's will. And God replaced him. Do you understand? So anytime you fall short of the plan of God for your life, my dear, can you tell me? Can you say now? Biblical definition of sin. That's the higher standard. Are we together? That's the higher what? That's why Paul was angry with the Corinthian church. Say, guys, what is all this nonsense? Eh? That something should not be mentioned in your midst at all. That's the reason the guy that is so bad is killing his father twice. Eh? Do you understand? Paul was so angry with that. So please just have to understand that. Now, brethren, there is talking about the priority of what as a spiritual family. Priority of what? Meaning that in Christ Jesus, there is no evil, Yoruba or Hausa. Stop that nonsense. Stop what? In Christ, there's no what? In Christ, we are one. What of you? You are Igbo Christian. You go to Igbo church. God save in Jesus' name. Others are Yoruba, Yoruba believer. Others are Jesus. Others are Hausa believer. And all kinds of, you know, in Nigeria, we have tribes in Nigeria, all kinds of tribes. In Christ, that is done away with. Our natural culture should give way to kingdom culture. Hello? 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 So, you are not also racial. You are not thinking that I'm black, somebody is white, somebody is really white anyway. Are we together? Somebody is Asian, somebody is a concession, must be more Guinea. Must be. In Christ, you have to have that understanding. And that's why, when you didn't know Christ, parents who know the law very well, their children can marry from anywhere. As long as they are believers. But because you are really, you don't have the understanding of that, the place of the spiritual family of God, they are, what? I just want that in English. You don't know. You know, when a parent talk about Yoruba people, they will talk about people from Edo upward. They want to marry anybody from Edo, from Eboyi, from Anambra. They will call them Aje Okuta, Mamumi. Are we together? And they start to get bothered over that. No. Without understanding. If you are really in Christ, and the church that you are attending is really in Christ, and they can't tell you properly, your mind will exist and survive. Very well. And it is like, don't beg Ijebu Omo. Ijebu. Is lack of understanding God. So I'm saying we have that problem. Some of us here, we are still having the issue with an able guy. Be very, very careful. If you see an able guy, who is this somehow? Is either he's not born again, or he's born again, but he's not born again. Is he cultural? Is he a carnal believer? Is what? I was telling, I was somewhere recently, I was in the queue. Hey, just this, we are in the queue. And, totally people came, so I was number second on the queue, so I gave them space that they should be there because they are elderly people. Two elderly people jumped there. Then another guy came, he was somehow, I gave him space too. So I became number, it will be my turn now. The chance I don't that we are already ace to kill somebody. I went together, it will still be my turn. Hello, I know it will be my turn, so what is there? Then this person, they came, they shocked his line. I was looking at them, I didn't say anything. And now they were Igbos. They were speaking the language, everything. Go to Jesus. Then when you started moving the queue, you were supposed to say, Mama was there before you now. I said, Mama was not here before me. So, they were like, hey, it's not an elderly person. My eyes are open. I can see. My issue there was this, that they were already misbehaving. And people were like, Mama, you're not on the queue. You're on the queue now. Now, if you even ask gently that please, if you're an elderly woman, allow. You know, some places you allow elderly women and people that are having children. You know, to do. So it's easy now to do. But trying to write and do, I said, no, it won't work. Now, the only review was so wrong. The woman started abusing me. The daughter to the mama. For what? What is my thing now? I came before Mama. But the comportment of trying to shunt the line was why I'm not even giving her space. I give somebody to that elderly, they're like 70, space for me. A young man that cannot be more than 30 or 40, space for me. They're coming to complain. Ah, this one, we don't work. I stand there. Yes. Yes. So the guy from me just like, okay, let's allow them. Okay, then we allow them. But you know, the attitude was wrong. You can start 18 Igbos from there. I was in Malaysia. Once you see your green passport, they will tell you this way. So I went to that way. I found that I was not the only one. I met other Nigerians. Predominantly Igbos. I'm serious. Right up there. So there's a guy here that has a Malaysian thing. So I felt, let me call my host Malaysia so they would know that I'm being detained by these people for what I've done. Because Nigerians have misbehaved a lot. Once you have green passport, you are attended to specially. If I saw bad, they know Igbo Nigeria, Yoruba Nigeria. Was that, yes, was that bad? That is the Igbo guy said, ah, but you pay, oh. You pay. I'm like, oh my God. In Malaysia! Ah! Glory to Jesus! You know, I almost died. Look at the guy. Ah! You know, my dad, they have suffered from a lot of Igbo people. So my dad didn't want me. Don't marry Igbo. I can't want to marry an Igbo girl, but God don't allow me. I'm serious. Ah, just show my dad. Take no one back. Don't want to marry. It's just your mind. Just to have to you. Don't use your experience to nullify God's word. Am I saying they're not bad Igbos? They are even bad in verse 2. So what's our problem? You know, so I look at the guy. Maybe by. He didn't give me. Say I must pay. We are both under detention. This is not to make money. Ah! That this is true. That if a devil man dies, you put money on top of the coffin, he go right again. You can't wake up from bed. You know, but that day, you know, I almost want to eat. He was like, ah, ah. But I told myself, this one is a bad example. Not all evils are like this. And I have good evil friends. I love Jesus. So please be very careful. Let's say because of some experiences, we're not going to God's word. So say in Christ. The Yoruba is in Christ. The Igbo in Christ. The Hausa in Christ. Are one. In Christ. There's no racial or tribal wall or barrier. Is that clear? So let's love people who are Igbos around us. Even some that don't believe, you pray for them. Have you prayed for some of them before? Work, see, good work can also, as in, live right also. There are people that will be, that will be challenged by that. Let's stop all this hatred that we have. You know, somebody, even some churches, they preach tribalism. That is not the gospel. So that's by the way. That's the foundation. Go to Jesus. So only brethren, it's not about a class of people. A class of people. It's not about everybody. It's not about people who have an understanding of what that word is. So Paul was asking people that have an understanding of what he was talking about. Then, it says partakers of the heavenly calling. That's what he said. Now, that partakers is a word in the Greek that means sharers or companion. Are we together? It's about 8 to 6 times or 7 times that you see that word in the book of Hebrews. It's also used in other places. But in the book of Hebrews, it's about 7 to 8 times. Talking about we are partakers of the Holy Ghost, you see there. See how you are partakers of his chastisement or being deceived by God, you see there as well. So, it's an important word that talk about we sharing in something that is common. So this is talking about as you as a heavenly calling and lead for the will of God in the earth, we are partakers of the same or a like manner kind of calling. Is that clear to us? So I've done a full Greek exegesis on the message. So go and get it because it's not part of this meeting. Because it's part of I'm saying I started with. I shared on partakers of the heavenly calling, God, chosen and faithful. So I shared on 2 weeks ago. So I want to really get that. So like I said, nothing consider the apostle and apostle of our profession, Jesus Christ. Now, in the context of this book of Hebrews, say we say in context of the book of Hebrews, the one apostle, an high priest, is speaking or are speaking about Moses and Aaron. Are we together? That's why in John chapter 3, that's how I talk about how Jesus is faithful over the house and most of faithful in the house. All together, there are other chapters from chapter 5 talking about the high priesthood, you know. So, if actually in Faith and Shadows, Moses is the picture of the apostle, in this Bible, in this book, and Aaron is the of the high priest. Do you get my point? Are we together? So how Jesus carried and walked in both. So if you go to read on, let me read verse 2-6 of Hebrews 3. He said, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. The relevant thing is that Jesus is greater than Moses. That's the relevant thing in this chapter. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, because he who has built the house has more honor than the house. Do you understand? So in context, that's what we're talking about. But I'll focus on the area of the high priesthood today, primarily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In other sense, I can go on to show that it's also like talking about kings and priests. The apostleship is a kingly anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I don't focus on that primarily now. Let me just say more on the high priesthood ministry. Hallelujah. So to understand this, there's a prophecy in 1 Samuel chapter 2 that talks about God raising up a faithful high priest that will be for him forever. And that prophecy is fulfilled ultimately in Jesus Christ. Are we together? Now don't forget that as believers we are what? Kings and priests. Or Peter called it, we are a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. We are priests with royalty. Are we together? So I want to see the picture of that as it applies to us and this scripture. So I'm taking the type and shadow from there. Hallelujah. So talk with me to 1 Samuel chapter 2. I'm just really starting my message. All I've done is to lay foundation. Hallelujah. And I will stay within time in Jesus' name. Thank you for saying amen. Wow. 1 Samuel chapter 2 from verse 27. How do I go about this? Let me read from here. Hallelujah. Are we there together? Are you 1 Samuel chapter 2 from verse 27? Now, for people that came in later, we are looking at the topic, a tale of true priesthood. Are we together? A tale of what? Now, I didn't focus on the word calling, what I'm talking about, but this calling is about our call as the priesthood of all believers. As what? Says me, every believer in Christ Jesus is called by God. Not all of them are called to the fivefold ministry. However, everyone, including the fivefold, are called to the ministry of the saints. So Paul said in Ephesians 4 about the fivefold ministry, equipping the saints for work of ministry. Are you with me? So there's no believer without a calling. I'm not talking about without a talent. They're not the same thing. Hello? Your talent may be used to your calling, but everybody has a calling. I want to be sharing along the lines that you give account of your calling. About the fact that your calling in this life and your response to your calling will affect your eternity. Hello? This is why you need to make some choices in life very carefully. Hello? You see, some of us don't live the reality of eternity. We don't do what? Some of us, you know, I'm like, TV is good. Internet is beautiful. Facebook, YouTube, which other one? You Twitter or Twitter, they are very good. But on the last day, Jesus will not be asking you how many posts did you have on Facebook. It's not about how many times they viewed your YouTube channel. The call will be about your calling. Are we together? At that point, any glory or honor in this realm of life will fade. Are we together? And I'll talk about that later. That's very, very crucial. So I pray that we understand that. And it's so, in fact, that is the least preached sermon in the church. It's more powerful than teaching about hell. You don't get my point. When they tell you, fulfill your purpose, fulfill your calling, you're just thinking about becoming something in this life. No. How you live in this life affects eternity. Hello, what do I say? Up to immortality message and the rest, it affects it. Say I'm saved. That implies my spirit is saved. My soul, day by day, is being saved progressively. Because in my soul, is my mind, is my will, are my emotions. So day by day, my mind, the seat of my thoughts about the past, my reasoning, analytical faculties, my thoughts of the future, which is my imagination, they are being renewed day by day. And that is salvation. Because by a fresh thought of God, I'm delivered from the past. That implies the cause that worked in my father's family cannot work in my life. The reason why Christians experience the cause is their thought life. There's a thought life that gives room to causes from the past to work in people's lives. A Christian is not caused, but a thought pattern can allow the cause to manifest. Therefore, some families, they die at 40. A Christian whose mind is not renewed from that family can die at 40. You get that point? What are we going to have this today? Say, likewise, by renewal, transformation in my thought life, my will yields to God. I'm able to daily submit to the thoughts and the ways of God, beyond the thoughts and the ways of man. Likewise, my emotions are affected. I'm not depressed. I'm full of joy. That's the nature of the kingdom. However, anytime I move from spirituality into carnality, I become depressed. I become sorrowful. So anytime I move back to be spiritual, I'm full of joy. Your thoughts bring the emotion. If they announce to you right now that somebody close to you has a pouncing baby boy, what happens? That news releases joy. Are we together? So most of them say, it's your thought structure. So they tell that somebody is dead, very close to you, what happens to you? You feel sad. But someone that you don't know, he says it's dead. You don't feel it. You don't know the person. True or true? So please understand this. I don't get there. I don't get to that point. Say somebody here needs that. Say there are times, word of knowledge, they come in castles. If they are here and they are part of your family and you are afraid, go and change your thought pattern. It cannot affect you. Are we together? Change your thought pattern. Lord, help us in Jesus' name. All right, 1 Samuel chapter 2. Very quickly, I read. Then a man, 2 verse 27. Then a man of God came to Eli and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, did I not clearly reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house? Did I not choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest?" So you know that I'm talking about Aaron. I don't forget that, but of Moses. "To offer for my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod before me, and did I not give to the house of your father all the offerings of the children of Israel made by fire? Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my burnt offering, which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me?" So here, the reason why the prophet is talking to him about his sons, Ophni and Phinehas. So the reason why Ophni and Phinehas are actually misbehaving is the tolerance of their father for iniquity. Are we together? That's something that is happening in our generation. When fathers don't circumcise their sons, when you don't correct, you don't discipline. Are we together? That's the bane of the Western world, where this is removed. To give a child, you can go to prison for it. Are we together? And that's what is happening in this place. Tolerance for iniquity of the sons is a major problem here. And for some people, you can't correct anybody, you have a problem. The father's nature is that he disciplines. In fact, Bible says that Hebrews 12, that you are a bastard. He does not discipline you. Are we together? That the son whom the father loves, he corrects. I like it, Jesus. Is that clear to us? So, let me continue, because I'll focus. Alright. Honor your, okay, don't honor someone like me. To make yourself fast with the best of all offerings of Israel, my people. That means that, you want to put it this way. Let's say Paul is the traveler of like 10 people here, and they are bringing fat tithes to Paul, and they are misbehaving. Ah! Paul has a fat tithe and refused to talk. That is the Eli spirit. And what Paul is my friend, it can never happen. Just an example that cannot happen. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. But it's happening. I don't figure out. Men cannot make correction because of what they are getting from their sons. And that happens spiritually everywhere. And some also like that, friendship, the benefit of friendship, shut your mouth. May nothing padlock your voice in the name of Jesus. The God of us in Jesus' name. Alright, verse 30. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. That happens very well. But now, Lord says, far be it from me. Hallelujah. There's a question I used to ask, does God change his mind? That's another day. I don't get into that. Because then, yeah, I said so and so, but I'm not saying far be it from me. So there's a question I'm asking, does God change his mind? That's another day. You can put it down somewhere in your notes. Alright. For those who honor me, I will honor. Those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days are coming that I will cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your house. And you will see an enemy in my dwelling place, despite all the good which God does for Israel. And there shall not be an old man in your house forever. But any of your men whom I do not cut off from my altar shall consume your eyes and grieve your heart. And all the tenants of your house shall die in the flower of their age. Hallelujah. Now, this shall be a sign to you that I will come upon your two sons on Ophir and Phinehas in one day. They shall die, both of them. Then, verse 35, I will raise up for myself a faithful priest, we shall do according to what is in my heart. Are we together? What God is saying is, he's going to raise what? He's going to raise what? What's the mark of them? You get my point? So the mark of the person is the person who do all that is in God's heart. Hello? Popularity is not the mark of a faithful priest. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Success is not the mark of what? The mark is fulfillment of God's will according to that. That means living for God. Carrying the body of God's heart. Are we together? That's not what we're going to preach. Hello? That's very important for us to really understand. And that's what God is saying here. And that says something that I want us to really say. He said, I will build him a sure what? House. And he shall walk before my anointed forever. Hello? Say it is forever. Say if it is forever. It is beyond the natural songs. Yeah. Because they died now. So that's the point I want us to really see. It shall come to pass that everyone who is left in your house will come bow down to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread and say, please put me in one of the priestly positions that I may eat a piece of bread. Now, where I'll be reading next is 1 Kings, but that will be 1 Kings 1 and 2. But let me quickly share with us and then read that because of time already. I want to save you my time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this story is very important. Now, let me start the history again so I can understand. Here, when they were talking about their fathers, they're talking about Aaron. Are we together? God had a plan next to us to be children of Israel, a lineage of kings and priests. Are you with me? All the tribes. Hallelujah. All the tribes. I don't have time to touch that now. All the tribes. But because they were not ready, God had to choose the tribe. And God chose the tribe of Levi. You get my point? That was not the original plan of God for them. The original plan is a nation of priests. A kingdom of priests. It's an Exodus. But because of their rejection of him, God now chose a tribe. about the tribe of Levi, of which area is your grandfather. Hallelujah. Now, Moses was told in chapter 40 of Exodus to anoint Aaron and his sons. So Aaron had four sons. There's Nadab, there's Abihu, there's Itamar, and there's Phinehas. Are we together? So all of us know the story of Nadab and Abihu. Moses said, strange fire. All do we remember? Nadab and Abihu. Now, Nadab and Abihu were not able to be priests, and they're the first two sons, but they died in one day. And the reason is that they offered incense to God, but God gave a prescription. Like I said, there's a reference standard for the sacrifice that should be offered. Are you with me? There are ingredients, there are measures. Like God says 40, God says 13. Now that they did something like maybe 12 or did 16 instead of 13. When they did 40, they put less as well. In other words, they did the offering according to the formula of their own fashion of mind. Not according to the mind of God. Are you with me? And God was angry with them and they died one day. And God told Aaron, don't cry. Go to Jesus. Yeah. And don't cry. So, that was it. So, Aaron had two sons remaining. And eventually, one of his sons was prominent in the book of Numbers. And that's Phinehas, who took a javelin to stop iniquity among the people of God. When Cosby and another guy were having sex. And he was angry and he taught them to. And I said, God, I mean, this guy killed people. And for killing people, God celebrated it. Hello? You know, you see, you have to understand scriptures. Is it in your life that thou shalt not commit murder? Thou shalt not kill. Huh? Did he kill? Did he kill? Did God celebrate it? That's why we need to read scripture with the Spirit of God, not our mind. In fact, God said, I give you a covenant of peace. And your house will be a priest. I give your family an everlasting priesthood. Are you with me? Because of my time, let me just move on. I may go back to that. Maybe if I stay on the second session, my own next session, anyway. Hallelujah. May God promise over us and be thwarted in Jesus' name. All right. Because it is well. Okay, so we stop that. Now, by the book of 1 Samuel, we start saying Eli. But you have to understand this. Because study is not to do that for us here now. The lineage. Eli is not from Phinehas' priesthood. He's not the son of Eli as a grandson. He was the son of Itamar. Are you with me? Now that was that prominent, that it was a judge and a priest at the same time. Are we together? Are we together? So now, his sons who are offering Phinehas were misbehaving. So, you know, this time in 1 Samuel 1 was the time of the judges. Ruth was the time of the judges. Are we together? When everybody was doing everything that is okay in his own sight. Hallelujah. So now, in this place, as God will have it, he sent a prophet, that man of God, to go and warn Eli. I was good before them. And we do not see any evidence that Eli repented. He did not repent. You can also understand something. When you repent, God responds to repentance. Bible says a contract act, God will not despise. A repentance generates dimensions in both the Old and New Testament. That's the truth. God's mercy flows to repentance act. Hallelujah. So he did not repent. But here, God was stating the fact that for his sons, Ophir and Phinehas, they were sleeping with the woman. They were taking more than their share of the offering. All together. And God was angry with them. And they were called sons of Belial. I'm going somewhere. So now, when God talked about this, I've shared this with some of our people, severally, you know, I was showing you one day in UI. And God said to me, Samuel did not replace Eli. Because in this place, you think who can say that Samuel replaced Eli? Is that not so? But that's not what happened. Samuel did not replace Eli. He did not. Samuel was not a priest formerly. Samuel had five dimensions to his ministry. Samuel was the last judge of Israel. No, his sons were the last judge, but they were not doing well. So, Samuel was a judge. Samuel was a prophet. Are you with me? He was an intercessor. Are you with me? He was a teacher. Are you with me? And function also in the priestly ministry. No time to push that. I mean, to do that today, but just out of your heart. He taught in school of prophets or band of the prophets. Hallelujah. So now, at this point in history, now we see all Samuel came in. Now, by the time you read of David running away from Saul, the first Samuel generally them at verse 2. You like to see that there was a time that David went to eat Jalubel, like I said the other time. Now, at that time, somebody told Saul what happened. So Saul went to that city and killed all the priests. Remember that story? Ahimelech. Ahimelech is a descendant of Eli. Hallelujah. From Ithamar. Now, Bible told us that one person escaped. Abi? And this is what? Abiathar. But in that place, you see the word Ahitub. I'm not supposed to say that. If you read the Bible, you see that. But there's nothing to clarify that today. There are times of people in scripture, they have, like, you see Oshia, you see Joshua, the same person. Aha. So suppose you see a particular name given to them, then you have another name. But they are the same person. So, but it's well known as Abiathar. If you do your story chronicles, you see the lineage in the book of Chronicles, they are used to do that. I'm going to talk about it carefully. Now, this Abiathar is from the lineage of Eli, meaning that in days of David and Saul, the priest of Eli was still functioning. Has not been replaced yet. Are you with me? So we later see in 1 Kings that it was replaced. So what I'll talk about this morning by Pharma is this. The priesthood has replaced that of Abiathar and divided between the two priesthood. Now, God used Zadok to replace Abiathar. Let me just read that, you understand what I'm talking about. Let's just read. Let's see 1 Kings. Let me just read that in 1 Kings and because I will soon round up the message. 1 Kings chapter 2. Are we together? 1 Kings 2. Are you there? Let's talk about 26 to 27. Are you with me? Are you with me? And so Abiathar the priest, the king said, go to Anathoth, to your own field. For you are deserving of death, but I will not put you to death at this time. Because you carried the ark of the Lord God for my father, David, and because you were afflicted every time my father was afflicted. So Solomon removed Abiathar from being what? Priest to the Lord. That was which he spoke concerning the ark of Eli at Shiloh. Do you see that? So that word in 1 Samuel 2 was fulfilled here. Are we together? But in the ultimate fulfillment about Jesus, and I'll get to that. Are you with me? Hello? Are you with me? It's fulfilled here. Hallelujah. In context, it is what? So, that vision is not talking about somebody not replaced Eli in that capacity. Is that Eli priesthood still ran in his children, his grandchildren, and up till Abiathar. But Abiathar was what? Replaced by Zadok. Now, we go and study Zadok from the lineage of Phinehas, that God promised an everlasting priesthood. And the priesthood of Zadok is the type and shadow of the Melchizedek priesthood of Jesus. Are you with me? Glory to Jesus. Are we together? Are we together? Now, the story is this. What is the principle that is here, operational? And where are we going? Why am I trying to pass to us about what you say, consider the apostle and the apostle of our profession as Jesus. Now, taking that priesthood aspect of it, what you talking about in this line of my thoughts this morning is this. Abiathar, when he escaped, he ran to David. Are we together? And became David's priest. And David was looking for life, will get my own life first. That you are still with me. So every time David was consulting the Lord, Abiathar would bring the Urim and the Thummim. Are we together? All that time was running away from Saul. Are you following me carefully? So Abiathar will consult the Lord and God will speak and they will follow it and they will protect it. I said that was the case of Keilah before. You know, the case of Keilah was a city that was besieged. And David was asking, should we go there and help them? And he used Urim and Thummim. That was Abiathar helping David out. And we saw what happened in that place. I can't go to put the details of the story. This is of Ziklag. When they captured the men of David, everybody was captured. The wife of the wife, children, their flock and the rest. And God spoke to the human so that he will recover all. Abiathar is the one that used the human to me. Are we together? So, we see that they were together all that time until David became king over Judah and became king over the whole of Israel. Hallelujah. When he became king over the whole of Israel, we hear the first mention of the name of Zadok. When they are mentioning the name of the people that were, you know, in the throne with David, you know, Susan Festival was over this, they mentioned Joab, his office, they mentioned Zadok, they mentioned Abiathar, they mentioned some other persons that were there. You will find out that they did not mention Joab. No, they mentioned Joab, they did not mention son of Saul that died. That's Jonathan. Because we read very well, Jonathan saw the future that David will be king. And he said, I will sit by your side. But he did not. Hello? Hello? When your loyalty is to man and not to God, you can miss your future. What do I say? Now, that's not simple. That's not what? Says me, Jonathan saw the future that David will be king. And he said, himself be by his side. But he died with Saul his father. Now, principle there is this. For your loyalty to man and not to God, you will miss your future. Now, that is not simple. Saul, in this case, who Jonathan was loyal to, is his father. Do you understand? Do you understand? And that's why, in the scripture, your spiritual affinity is higher than natural affinity. Spiritual family is more considered than your natural ties. Coming to that same principle. Are you with me? It's so important. It's not easy to leave his father's house. In fact, do you remember the story of the arrow, when he said the arrow is beyond thee? You know, before that time, David not come to the table to eat with Saul. And Jonathan was the one that gave him consent to disappear. So when Saul knew about it, he got Andy Javelin, wanted to kill his son Jonathan, like wanted to kill David. Remember that story? At that point, he said, oh my, lele, you, this one is a bastard. Jonathan is meant to be the next one to be on the throne. And that shows the heart of Jonathan that he was actually selfless. Yeah. But despite that, he didn't go through. Hello? What is going on for Jonathan? He should be running with David in the wilderness. Yeah. But that's not easy. He will be stigmatized. So in order to get stigma from God, you can't do God's will. Paul said, I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. That mark is stigma. Are you with me? Are you with me? And only one that suffered with him in the wilderness reigned with him. So the principle, when you suffer with him, you do what? You reign with him. No suffering, no glory. Go to Jesus. Did you get that point? And we got to see that in very important. So we see that in the days of David, he was ruling. Then Absalom rebelled. Look at that story. 2 Samuel. Chapter 15. And in that rebellion, Abiathar and Zadok were still loyal to David. Do you get that point? They were loyal. Eventually, when everything finished, when Absalom was killed, it was even Abiathar and Zadok that suggested that David talk to, that suggested to the leaders of Israel to invite David back to the throne. Are you with me? Now, the issue now is that the separation came in 1 Kings chapter 1. In 1 Kings chapter 1 is the story about Adonijah. Are you familiar with him? Now, save me, Absalom chose men of 50 horses or chariots to ride before him. So the same thing we see in Adonijah. He chose men with 50 chariots to go before him. Now, there's a principle in that. I will come back another time. The same way Absalom rebelled, the same way Adonijah rebelled. So God does not make mistakes. When it strikes like that, there's a mystery, there's a story in that. Glory to Jesus. So that's for another time. I want to just note that. I'm putting it by the side. So eventually, in that rebellion in chapter 1 of Kings, you find out that Joab was there. Abiathar joined the rebellion. I went together. But all the mighty men of David and Prophet Nathan were not there. Zadok was not there. Benaiah was not there. All the Kerilites and the Peritites, they are the ones that God did it. His own pastor was there. They're not what? They're not there. Are you with me? So it was then that Nathan told Bathsheba what is happening. And Bathsheba went to meet David. So when Bathsheba spoke with David, David got spoken to him that someone will be the one that will rule. Now told Nathan, Zadok, Benaiah, that they should install Solomon as king. And then they blew the trumpet after it was done. You know, with honor boy, they anointed Solomon. Then they blew the trumpet. And then that was when the camp of Abijah knew that something is wrong. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And that was how it started. That led to the death of Joab eventually. It led to the death of Abijah eventually. But for Abiathar, he was just removed from the priesthood, not to serve again, and was replaced by Zadok. Also, for Joab died, Benaiah replaced Joab as well. And that is very important, you know, because I want to see there. Now, what's going to call this principle? It's faithfulness. What I call it? What I call it? Now, listen to this. Save me, Saul, ruled for 40 years over Israel. Likewise, David ruled for 40 years over Israel. At the same time, Solomon ruled for 40 years over Israel. Saul is a picture of outer court. Saint David is a picture of holy place. And likewise, Solomon is a picture of the most holy place. Say better put, Saul is a picture of 30 foot, and then David is 60 foot, and Saul is 100 foot. Now, I'm sharing things that if you are used to my message, you know what I'm talking about. Something that you are not used. A very big foundation for that I want to stand up. And what the foundation is this. In scripture, God is in 73 dimensions. Are we together? He's got the Father, He's got the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He made man as tripartite, man is spirit, man has a soul, man lives in the body. Are you following me carefully? There are three parts of the book of Genesis: Adam, Noah, and Abraham. All the children of Genesis, there are three of them and their children. Go to Jesus. There are three feasts in Israel: Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. Are you with me? If you go to the New Testament, you see the types of that. In 1 John, writing to children, to young men, and to fathers. Is that okay? In him you have, in him we live, we move, and now have a being. Hallelujah. Jesus is what? The way, is the truth, and what? The life. You see all kinds of that. You see it in Revelation. So many funny stuff around my area. You see that in scriptures. Now listen. In Matthew 13, the parable of the sower, there are three grounds that don't bring forth fruit. The wayside, what again? Thorny, and the stony. Are we together? And they also have three major fruitfulness from the good ground. There's 30 fruit, there's 60 fruit, there's 100 fruit. Are we together? Now, the building of Solomon in Exodus is what they call the Tabernacle of Moses. As holy place, as a holy place. And God does take a lot. You see, I'll come back to that maybe tomorrow. When God said that the priestly line of Levi, they will minister in the outer court, and they won't go beyond that place. Same thing, there's a Christianity, there's an outer court Christianity. This Christianity is more interested in man than God. Is selfish, self-centered, and not Christ-centered. For whatever reason, Abiathar was lured. See, one of the meaning of the names of Adonijah, one of the meaning of the names, is success and prosperity. What do I say? One of the meanings of the names of Adonijah is what? Success and prosperity. Which implies that it is possible to be unfaithful when success and prosperity comes your way. Hello. Hello. The core issue in the two priesthood is faithfulness. So, Abiathar was removed because of the Eli dimension of unfaithfulness that was also found in him. Are you with me? I was replaced with Zadok priesthood. Zadok means justified, righteous one. That's the name of Zadok. Hallelujah. So, in the earth today, we are having priesthood of believers. That's an Abiathar way of life or a dark way of life. People serving God unfaithfully, hello, but their choices and what they do, and people serving God faithfully. Are you with me? So the question is, what will be your own choice? So I'm talking about patterns of the heavenly calling. What will be caught in faithfulness? So that's chapter 6 or chapter 3. God was talking about Jesus being faithful in his house. Are we together? That we should also consider Jesus. So, what we are considering is his faithfulness. And in scriptures, faithfulness is more important than fruitfulness. You can be fruitful and not be faithful. He didn't say, well done and fruitful servant, five of the talents. It is well done and what? Faithful servant. Do you understand? Are we together? But we are indicated by, we want to be fruitful and we can do it anyhow. I was talking to somebody and listen to this. A church is using a premises for their service. And that church goes to there and they made the landlord. How much is this church paying? We will triple it. Send them out and give us a place. What is motivating that? Glory to Jesus. So, every believer is called. So you are here today, you are doing anything for God, you are living in a particular way. What are the internal workings, the programming that is pushing you? Go to Jesus. When you made that post on Facebook, what produced it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why do you want to do ministry? Because everyone wants to do ministry now. When we are growing up, ministry care. When you see the Baba, come to visit with bicycle at home. Oh, the motto. Yeah. It does not change the factor. When we were young, the pastors were not poor, they were poor. Go to Jesus. Or better put, they were pure and poor. Go to Jesus. When you talk about calling, what is motivating you? You are an expert in school, you are ready. What is motivating your actions? How do you get up? There's a bad record of this man has got context. There's this thing called context in our generation. And it's a cost word. Are you with me? It is what? Because it is a subject that is not defined by eternal values. It's not defined by the art of God. So God's plan is for a priesthood according to his art. Amen. So the question one is this. Are you living your life in the way of the Abiathar? Are you doing things based on that attraction? Are you seduced by this generation? Or you are a priest with the heart of God. Presently, can you boldly say, I'm in God's way? Hello? Can you look at your life and say, okay, oh, right, I can say boldly, I'm in the will of the Lord. If you can't say that, something is wrong. Go to Jesus. So one of the core issues of Jesus being our high priest and our apostle as an example to look at is the issue of faithfulness. Issue of what? So important. Matthew said that some people come back and they will say, in your name, blind eyes they open. That was a powerful prophecy. Accurate. Detailed. But I will tell them, I never knew you. Workers of iniquity. What's the problem there? Of faithfulness. Say with me, Jesus said many. That many, I will not be part of them. Are you with me? That is the bane of our generation. As somebody in the worship team, are you faithful? You are going to this on Sunday. Are you doing Russia? You know Russia? You don't know Russia? Just get crash in worship, bam. And God is merciful. God is moved. But you are always get crashing. In your place of work, are you serving unto the Lord? Are you faithful? In your office. See, the problem of corruption in Nigeria, if people come into church, all the people going to church in Nigeria, if all of us say, this week in Nigeria will be faithful, that week, corruption will reduce. The policeman is a Christian, the army officer is a Christian, the school teacher was a Christian, the lecturer was a Christian, the nurse, the doctor, all the Christian lawyers, everybody, that this week we are doing a campaign of faithfulness. Everything I'm going to do, I'll be faithful.
Ah!
Nigeria will finish. Nigeria will do what? This one ingredient missing our churches, missing our homes, missing our streets. Faithfulness. And part of the call of the priesthood that is rising in the earth is that they will be faithful priesthood. How do you figure that? See, what is the name of Jesus in Revelation? He that is faithful. Is what? Faithful. It's called faithful. As a name. You understand? So that's one of the nature of our portion of the call. So as a partaker of the heavenly calling, a major bedrock to it is what? And that's my own, that's my, the dimension of my own thought. Those of this meeting, I go put my heart. I have several thoughts that I could speak from. But I also see this one. This is what that people are saying. So Abiathar was faithful in the wilderness, follow me carefully, with David. He was faithful under Absalom's rebellion. But when Adonijah took over the throne, he was unfaithful. Do you understand? When it matters most. Now, I was trying to say something the other time by saying 60-fold, 30-fold. That unfaithfulness can make you live short of magnitude of God. But that means that if someone is a type of 100-fold, he never crosses to the fullness of God for his life.
Hello.
Hello. Let me just pause there because of time. I've taken one hour and a half of time already by doing introduction and address. Let me pause here. We'll get back to you. Other call. Can we just pray for ourselves? That's what we'll be exploring. God will be teaching and speaking to us more in our own sessions about the issue of faithfulness. About the issue of faithfulness. Can we just speak to the Lord? Can we just speak to the Lord? Can we just speak to the Lord along this around the era? Just speak to the Lord. Father, we trust you to help us. We trust you to help us. Yes, Lord. Maria Shona is talking about every song. Keep me true. What song? Lord Jesus, keep me true. Keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me true. In the rain, I must run.
There is a victory to be.
Yes, Lord.
Keep me true.
Lord Jesus, keep me true. For there is a rain. I must run. There is a victory to be won. Keep me true.
Let's have one more time and pray with it. Yes, Lord. Then produce the art. Ekuza balabazo. Eza bazi. Talazo amdalash the art. Sheko bozo tamdalabosh. Eka bazi amdalagarodia. Yes, Lord, we trust you, God. You will ever see your glory. Yes, Lord. I'll be starting on this point in the next message, but I want us to pray about it right now. Just pray that, Lord, in my path in the heavenly calling, I will not be replaced. Can you pray for yourself? Yes, Lord. In my path in the heavenly calling, God, I will not be replaced. I will not be replaced. I will not be replaced. Abiathar was replaced. Abiathar was replaced. The lineage of Eli, a home. village was the place. I will not be 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 the place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. If you call the steward to be faithful, Lord, bring us to that place that will live day by day faithfully for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's about it. The psalmist should be ready. Let me help you with this. I want to say some things to us. Now, in a meeting like this, the conference we have is saying, different ministers will have different things that God put in their heart. Are you with me? And we're sharing based on that. So my advice for you is that two sessions, follow it carefully. Find a way of writing in a way that you can follow their thoughts. If possible, separate, demarcate your notes in a way that you can follow some two sessions. So that, four sessions, you don't know what God has put in that. No, what is that? Pastor this session as well, Pastor Bayo, and Pastor Taiwo. So you can, and then when you go back, once you look at your notes, you got each person minimum has two sessions minimum. Some part one session. So at least take those two sessions together and study together. Have it together. That's a thought on its own as part of the meeting. Hallelujah. So it's like every church is supplying. So be receiving different dimension. So be open. Say something to another, I'll be open in all the sessions. So there won't be that is the same thing. Although at times there will be a war that runs through everybody. At times God does that. And what that will be, I don't know. But I advise us, let's follow that. Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Alright, thank you.